Well, it is a church night, and so I thought I'd play some songs in that ilk. And I know a lot of my audience are older, and I actually appreciate that. I'd discourage. You know, we had a song in that Toby Keith movie last year, and the kids started coming out, the new country kids, and we got their asses out of our show after about 6 weeks. They're coming screaming about nothing. You know how they do that? They just come and scream because you're a human being. We got them out, you know. I figure you shouldn't be here unless you've had a divorce and a death, at least. A lot of people want the kids. They tried it. When I was with a record company in New York, they tried to get the kids to come to my show, but I knew it wouldn't work. You know, little bastards. I like people come to my show. They sit like this. And they go, "This is so and depressing, but I like it." And as our audience gets older, we encourage them not, they don't have to clap because it hurts now, doesn't it? You're like, ow, 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 ow. And so you can just raise your hand like the Christians now. Whenever you like something in the show, you just raise your hand. Don't point like the new country guys do. Don't point. The new country guys point. They go, "I'd like to thank Jesus for helping me win the new country music award." What kind of egomaniac thinks that Jesus is helping them win a new country music award? How do they know Jesus even likes new country music? I was raised in church. Jesus likes hymns. "I'd like to thank Jesus for helping me win." Imagine the interview with Jesus. "So how do you feel about the new country music?" "Well, I'm indifferent because he's always nice." "Did you really help him win that new country?" "Excuse me, I'm a little busy with the Sudan right now. I don't really have time for boot scoot boogie." How did new country get Jesus anyway? Why doesn't AC/DC have Jesus? Or Celine? "I'd like to thank Jesus." Have you noticed she always hitting herself on the chest? "Oh, boy, my." That's got to be a hard one to sing every night, doesn't it? You'd be, "Oh, boy, myself." Be one you wouldn't really look forward to, would you? Oh, here it comes in the set. I've got to pound myself on the chest again. Cripes, that was a bad idea. It was, "Renee, where are you?" Do you see Renee? Like, she's got a show. Celine's got a show in Vegas now, right? And Renee is on television gambling now. Do you know that? Do you know it's true? You see him at the poker tables, right? Yeah. Renee's at the toy tables now because he's so freaking bored. He's seen the show 1,000 times. Sort of like us, you know? He's like, "Frank, I'm going gambling." She's making the dough. Renee's like, "Wah." And he's real cool too. He's got the glasses on, you know. He's like, "It is you." And she's in there making the dough. It's very Canadian, isn't it? He's sort of pimping her out to support his gambling habit. That's what I figure. I figure we should take Renee to task. He's pimping our Celine out. Wow. Did you think about it that way?
No.
I really hadn't until now either.
No, I don't.
All right.